There's nothing particularly special about 21 Jump Street unless it's Jonah Hill, who's overweight and unsexy without being funny-looking, and who can do both comedy and straight material well enough that if it weren't that the general material in 21 Jump Street is too flimsy to support serious material, he would even succeed in carrying a couple of intendedly poignant moments, including a prayer that would have gone better if co-star Channing Tatum hadn't been shown giggling at it. That giggling doesn't fit anything the movie as a whole seems to be after, and I wonder whether Jonah Hill, who is credited as co-writer, wrote it into the scene. He seems to be working on material that should be beneath him, but you have to live in your own world, and Movieville these days does not exactly feature class. Or depth. Hill plays a policeman working undercover in high school, and 21 Jump Street does surprisingly little with that situation. For instance, Hill cannot have even the mildest relationship with heroine Brie Larson, who seems to have been cast because if Hill and Tatum seem a little old for high school, Brie Larson looks a little young, like maybe a middle schooler. But I may be giving the writers and directors Phil Lord and Chris Miller credit for more thoughtfulness than they deserve. Nothing from Ice Cube's drill instructor police captain to the big should-be fraternity booze fest suggests anything but the viewing of a whole lot of Animal House clones and action features. But everything is done with great energy, and the ending car chase, while interestingly color-coordinated, will stand up to its ancestors if you don't think about the implied symbolism. Jim Erickson, over and out.